Ballot question 3 is getting a lot of attention from younger people, many of whom aren't yet old enough to vote. We're going to explore that for the next few minutes. First, we're going to hear from two seniors at Nauset Regional High School on either side of the issue. Then we'll speak with a teacher at Nauset to get a sense of the wider conversation young people are having around this ballot question and the election. Here's senior Tobin Brown.
Question 3 should be voted against because, as unfortunate as the truth may sound, sex is not malleable. The primary issue at hand is, what is the true definition of gender identity? The Massachusetts state definition is ambiguous. Arguments for gender identity suggest that anyone can simply change gender so long as sincerity is held. It's impossible to determine one's sincerity of a desired identity. It suggests anyone can magically and abruptly switch genders and still retain their original biology. Furthermore, I question how it's possible for anyone to identify as something they've never been before. In other words, how can someone from either sex identify as the opposite sex if they've never had the thoughts, experiences, or bodily functions as their respective sex? Allowing individuals to simply identify as whatever gender they wish only leads to confusion. For the sake of simplicity and, most importantly, privacy, which is what bathrooms were designed for in the first place, it's just convenient to rely on a system of gender that stays true to elementary biology.
That was Tobin Brown, a senior at Nauset Regional High School. From the other side of the issue, we hear from senior Charlotte Lanoy.
Question 3 of the Massachusetts ballot protects the dignity of the transgender community, as well as its safety and comfort. The opposition to this question is worried about the safety of our women and children, but laws are already in place to ensure safety in public spaces. That is not the issue that brought this bill forward. The issue is that the transgender community does not feel safe in public bathrooms. There have been incidents of verbal and even physical assaults upon transgender people using the bathroom of their comfort. In Massachusetts, there have been no cases of anyone posing as transgender assaulting someone in the bathroom or demonstrating sexually predatory behavior in bathrooms. What this bill protects are transgender people in any public place, including the bathroom use for which they identify. What this bill does protect are the dignities, the safety, and the comfort of our neighbors, our friends, and our co-workers. It protects the 1.5 million transgender citizens of the United States who deserve the respect and freedom upon which our country prides itself.
That was senior Charlotte Lanoy. We just heard two essays from students at Nauset Regional High School representing both sides of ballot question 3. WCAI's Catherine Ident talked with Lisa Brown, a teacher at the high school for nearly 20 years, to learn more about what students in general are thinking and saying about the question and about the midterm elections overall.
What are you hearing in general from the student body on this issue?
Kids feel more comfortable being what is called fluid now more than ever. And I think part of it is a political response. Kids are saying, I don't want to be put in a stereotype box anymore, so I'm going to call myself something that might be uncomfortable to the general public. And then there are also kids that are non-gender conforming, and then there's non-binary, and then there is transgender. So there are all these sort of teased out definitions on a spectrum of gender in sexuality that kids are pretty well versed in being able to talk about these days. I've never seen that. I didn't see that 5 years ago, and I'm seeing it now.
A lot of the students are not yet 18, so they can't vote in this upcoming election. Do you still see students who feel strongly about this issue advocating, you know, trying to persuade maybe their parents or others who are of age and can vote?
Whether it's yes or no, I think safety is the predominant issue. And kids, just like gun control issues, et cetera, we have yes and no kids on this campus, just like we have yes and no kids on this transgender bill. Some kids think that saying yes is the bottom line, and some kids think that saying no, we need to revisit the verbiage and the language around this to really better define what it is.
Do you think that this group of students has a sense that they're the next generation and will have some significant power as a voting bloc when they become 18 and can vote in U.S. elections?
I think more than ever. I think from the shooting last year that happened in Florida and to see on a national level kids being able to stand up and end up being in Washington, I think that I'm seeing more of an activism piece for kids. I think we're in a really big change right now, and kids are feeling it, and I feel that they're very eager to be a part of where they want to see their next generation go. I've never seen this kind of activism at this level before.
And Lisa, is there anything you feel listeners might need to know about the kids at Nauset High School and how they're thinking about this transgender ballot question or even just the elections in general?
Well, one of the things that I certainly pride myself as a Nauset teacher, and I feel that our culture here at Nauset really does promulgate this, and that is that kids feel comfortable to speak their mind. And I feel as though the bottom line for us here is that dignity and safety and respect are really the clarion calls for what this next generation feels that they need to sort of catapult from. So with the understanding that civil rights has always been kind of messy, and civil rights is designed and built to protect the least of us from the rest of us, I think that as a body politic, Nauset Regional High School creates a place for kids to really have thoughtful discussion around these questions. Whether it's yes or no, I think that we respect each other on this campus, and I really appreciate that.
Well, Lisa Brown, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Catherine. It's been a pleasure.